Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our guest, financial expert, PhD on this stuff, really smart guy. I've been wanting him on for a long time. Finally got him on. He's in studio with us for the second deal. This is a short segment. Some stations don't carry it. But so give us a prelude now in part two about what you're about to cover. Then we'll go through the rest of it when we come back.
So we're going to cover the timeline of central bank digital currency, because a lot of people think this has just come upon us like recently. No, it hasn't. This has been worked on for a while. So going back to like August of 2019, this all started with a Federal Reserve docket where they talked about it. The FOMC, they talked about this. And then there was a patent by Visa, you know, our credit card, right? So that was, I'm going to go over that, which is pretty scary stuff of what they wanted, right? So then you have Biden signed Executive Order 14067 that said, hey, and this was in 2022, that said, we're going to have central bank digital currency here in America. And then we start, then it becomes the full on assault. World Economic Forum, Bank for International Settlements, Project Icebreaker, Project Aurora. We've got the United Nations talking about their end game, which is the blueprint for a future monetary system. They talked about that in June of 2023. Well, what's the future dates that are going to be coming up? September 15th of 2024. Right. This is when they want all of this implemented. Not my words. It's not me speculating about any of this. It's their own words. And you know what? It's going to happen when they say that it's going to happen, because they're the ones that are in charge. Now, it doesn't mean that we have to settle for all of that. Right. Because there's different things that are starting to happen, which are going to be incredible as things like states like Texas, like Oklahoma, wanting to have an option with a state chartered central bank that's backed by gold to really counteract this federal system. And this is what the founding fathers envisioned, right? And under a federalist type system. Federalism doesn't mean you give all power to the federal government. That's not what it means. Federalism means separation of powers. So in a world where you have states, right? Like we have states in the United States. If a state can do something, then the feds can't. See, this is federalism. And if the states can't do something, then the federalists can. So what can the federal government do that the states can't? Well, like a national defense. You know, states can have state militias and so forth, but not a national defense. Can states start a bank? Sure. They absolutely can start a bank. So therefore, the feds shouldn't be able to. And this is what states like Texas and Oklahoma are already starting to do. This is what other states have already passed legislation to make gold legal tender in those states like Louisiana, Oklahoma, Wyoming, Utah. I mean, there's a host of states that are now going down this road. And this is exciting. And this should make the founding fathers actually very excited, right? Because they're saying, yes, finally. We never wanted or envisioned a country, we warned against it, where money creation would be in the hands of a central bank, right? They wanted money creation to be in the hands of Congress. And even greater than that, like in states, because if states can do it, then the feds should not. Another great example of this would be like the Department of Education. No reason in the world why we should have a national Department of Education when states know the needs of their kids in school districts and schools better than a national government ever could, because they're too distant, right? So here's where we start to get separation of states with the federal government, and that system is starting to rise up. And this is going to be, I think, a really great alternative to the federal onslaught.
All right, we got to go to break, 60 seconds. So we're talking about solutions now. This is going down. You got to get pre-positioned now. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together. PhD, great advisor, is here. I've been wanting this guy on for years, and for some reason, both the cracks, and then he approached us. I'm like, I know that guy. Get him on. And he's dead on. So if you just joined us, or some stations just joined us, I want you, we're going to skip the next break. You got like 20-something minutes to recap what you said, then get in to all the other notes you brought and the great research you did in preparation for the show. We really respect you and respect you respecting the show with the amount of preparation you did. The globalists are ending their old Ponzi scheme. They have to. And they're bringing in this new cashless society. It's all rolling out. They're going to decide what crises bringing in. They admit the crises are imminent. They've already begun. So we have to then understand God gave us knowledge so that we could persevere and triumph with the information. And so we're not just telling you all this horrible news about 120-some percent of our money we make, so 20+% over what we even make, all goes to debt, all goes to the fraud, all goes to the lie. Their system's going down, but the opportunity for liberty. And 1776, the more they squeeze, the more people wake up for states to have their own currencies, their own banks, for all these things to happen. This is going to be an incredible opportunity if you don't sit there like a victim. And I know our audience are not victims, but we've got to get pre-positioned. So, Dr. Elliott, please continue.
So let's go into the timeline. Before I can give a solution, I have to kind of show where we're headed and how quickly, because they have mapped out the timeline, Alex, not us.
And it's here.
And it's here, and it's right now. So central bank digital currency, the ability to cut you off from buying or selling if your ideology doesn't match up with theirs. Their words, not mine. This started in August of 2019. So Federal Reserve docket OP-1670. What does it say? I'm going to read it exactly so I don't misquote it. The main economic attributes of a technically effective currency rest on three functions as a unit of account, a store of value, and a medium of exchange. That's what money actually is. So you have something you can trade back and forth with each other. It has a store of value and a medium of exchange. But they added a fourth definition of money at the Federal Reserve, and that is the fourth definition of money as a means of social control.
Wow. And that's just like when they changed the definition of a vaccine now to anything we inject into you. These definitions mean something. That is huge.
Yeah.
Social control, which the head of BlackRock said repeatedly, we're using this for control.
Yes. Has nothing to do with fixing a system. This, in their own words, money is a means of social control.
And to social control you, they got to bring you to your knees.
Yeah. Because if you really wanted to control a person, Alex, you cut them off from buying or selling. Their ability to live, now you control that person. Now you've got a whole world of, or in America, 330 million economic slaves to you, right? So now.
You got 20 minutes. I'm going to stop interrupting because you're just so dead on. Give it to us.
Okay. 11-8 of 2019, a patent was filed, 62/758430. Who did this? Visa, the credit card company. What is their patent? It basically, people can go look it up, but basically it talks about how this patent, they want to change money from paper to digital money. And every new digital currency that's created, digital currency unit, they're going to take out a paper currency unit. Why? Because you can't track a private paper money. You can go to a farmer's market, you can go anywhere, nobody knows that you're spending money if you use paper. But they can track everything if it's digital. So to bring in a digital system, they have to get rid of the old. They're getting rid of their private-based currency. Now, it goes a little bit further. 323 of 2020, H.R. 6321. Okay, Maxine Waters is responsible for this one. So, financial protections and assistance for Americans, consumers, states, businesses, and vulnerable populations act. This is what this is called. So, what is it? It's direct stimulus payments for families, for renters, for homeowners.
Social credit score, universal basic income.
Correct. It's exactly what it is. Now, what is required for that? Number one, a digital dollar. Number two, a digital dollar wallet. Number three, a member bank that will actually accept digital dollars. So here's the thing. If you want to receive the government stimulus, you have to have a digital dollar. There is no other option. Now, extend that out a little bit further. If you want Social Security, well, they've already passed a bill that says if you want stimulus, what about Social Security? What about government pensions? What about any kind of government payment, retirement, anything? If you want it, you have to be part of that beast system.
And it's already.
So, you know, as I read through the Bible as a kid and as an adult, it's like, how in the world could this Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast happen? People know that it was coming. Well, Even Christians.
And you have a degree in theology on top of, yeah.
Yeah. So in this sense, it's like, oh, it clicked. It makes sense. Even Christians, if they say, I don't get my retirement, I don't get any payments unless I take the system. Well, I guess I might as well take the system, right?
So this is revelation actually happening.
I believe that it is. Yeah. I mean, if it looks like a duck, smells like a duck, walks like a duck, it's probably a duck, right?
Right,
I mean,
right.
And these are in their own words. The ability to cut you off from buying or selling if they don't like your ideology. I don't know what else it is. So then,
because they say, to control behavior, ideology. Wow.
Yeah. So then here's where it starts to actually, the rubber hits the road. March 6th of 2022, Executive Order 14067, Biden penned it. Right. It's basically that says we're going to have central bank digital currency in America. March 29th, 2022, they start to talk about the ideology. Dr. Pippa Malmgren at the World Government Forum in Abu Dhabi. What did she say? She said programmable money is the core of central bank digital currency. Programmable, meaning if we don't like you, we can flip the switch so you can't actually have your money. That's what programmable money means. Then you go to March of 2023, the United Nations, our common agenda policy brief, right? So here's where the UN General Secretary says, I propose that the General Assembly provide the Secretary General and the United Nations system with a standing authority to convene and operationalize automatically an emergency platform in the event of a future complex global shock of sufficient scale, severity, and reach.
Wow, they're telling you we're going to use a crisis to do this.
Correct.
Jump one train from one track to the next.
Yes.
And then blow up the old track.
Yeah, they just said, so what was that first crisis? COVID. What's the second crisis? Bank failure. What's the third crisis? Something worse than COVID on a health scale or war?
Civil right? War.
I mean, so here's
a new
where
COVID, yeah.
They tell us. I mean, they tell us what could trigger.
That's what's crazy is they always act like they're the adults at the big table at Thanksgiving. We're the little kids. That's why I'm so listeners go, how does Jones know this? Well, is he one of them? No, they write white papers. like Operation Lockstep in 2010 told the whole plan for the COVID takeover.
Yeah, I research like you do. It's like I'm not making stuff up. I just read what they say.
Please, people, I'm not that special.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're hardworking and we know how to read it, but I mean, Dr. Elliot here, he's just telling you, here it is.
Yeah.
He's reading their documents.
So you go to the next paragraph in this agenda policy brief. What could trigger the emergency authority? A major climatic event, a future pandemic risk, a global digital connectivity disruption, a major event in outer space, and a generic unforeseen risk like a
that's
like
a solar flare. The solar flare is the outer space still.
Yeah. So
which they're high for the daylights out of.
So here's where it says at the end of it. It also states that while the emergency authority would have an initial finite lifespan, the UN could be able to extend it indefinitely.
Oh, a permanent UN emergency. Yep. Oh, my God. That's the headline for the show. Financial expert exposes UN documents or documents UN planning permanent financial emergency to establish Mark of the Beast. What do we call this interview? Because the headline's everything. Like, they're literally the UN wargaming a permanent emergency global Mark of the Beast. Or how would you?
I mean, they're proud about it. They're
saying we're going to use these emergencies to bring in a cashless society that controls every aspect of your life and tells you where you can spend the money.
And separate you from your money. Exactly right. That's what they're telling us. And they're going to use a crisis to get us to that point. So we willingly give up those freedoms. Now, March 6th of 2023, Bank for International Settlement.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Argentina to the BRICS nations starting January 1st, so just 2 weeks ago. So now 70% of the world's population is trading in some currency other than the U.S. dollar. We have lost our demand for currency. Therefore, we're going to have to print our way out of it. We go into an inflationary spiral. They're going to have to raise rates to slow down that inflation. This is just economics 101 type.
And they're going to need a global crisis of expanded war, new viruses, race war as the pretext to make us behave.
Yes, and a pretext for us to say, okay, we'll give you what you want. We'll give you our freedoms. Take care of us. So how do you protect yourself from that? This is what I've been shouting from the rooftops for decades.
You read my mind.
Tangible assets.
Gold, silver, yes. Guns, friends, family, a relationship with God, knowing people you can trust, land. But in the future, and all the governments know this, they're buying. I know private people in government. They're all buying gold and silver. They've been hoarding it. Why is that? And how do people get it?
Well, it's because it's real. It's because it's tangible. It has authenticity to it. It's not something like fake. It's not phony baloney stuff. It's not something digital. If you want to,
it's like imprisoned cigarettes or honey buns or the currencies. That's a real thing.
It's a real thing. Yeah. And so if you want to get out of being a digital slave in their digital world, you have to have something that's real, right? So silver, for example, you could use it for barter. You can trade it back and forth if a currency collapses and people don't want it. Merchants don't want it because they believe the new system is the mark of the beast. You better have something. But outside of that, it's just something that's real. It's something that's tangible. It's something that they can't take if it's a private transaction.
No, I totally agree. If I had money right now, I'd be all in gold and silver and, you know, some speculation in crypto and things. But, I mean, it's going to be real, tangible stuff that isn't surveilled. Like, until 20 years ago, TV didn't watch you. You watched it. Now everything's watched. Everything you do is two-way. Think about that.
Yeah.
But not gold and silver. And not skills. Being a dentist, being a farmer, being an auto mechanic. This is going to get where people, it's going to be all decentralized. I predict this will create the biggest black market ever.
Well, how do you flip somebody off, you know, the switch from them not owning their asset if it's something that's real? It's not digital. You can't. It's not really that easy to do for them. If you have paper, if you have something that's digital, if you're checking account is at Chase or Bank of America. It's like, okay, we'll flip the switch. We all know what it is. It's very easy to do because it's electronic. Gold and silver ownership in physical form. I'm not talking about ETFs. I'm not talking about mining shares. I'm not talking about stocks.
That's why I wanted to get you as a sponsor, but you don't even want to talk about your company. Is you just say, no, bullion.
Bullion. And I'm not.
I told my crew over and over again, I want a bullion company. And we get the companies, and I always dump them in like a week. They go, yeah, we promise only bullion with a little market pair of bills. I go, that's fine. They instantly go with numismatic or stocks. And I say, no, I want people to have bullion. And that's why I've not had a gold sponsor in years.
Yeah. And we don't recommend that garbage. We don't recommend high grade, semi numismatic, collectible. You know, the word numismatic, it means it's rare, right? They come with high commission, high premium. In almost 30 years of doing this, Alex, I've never known a client that actually has recovered from those high premiums, which is why we focus on bullion. Now, what's bullion? It's low-cost metals that are used for global commodities, right? 100-ounce.
They're in all the microchips. They're in all the it's everywhere.
Exactly. 10-ounce bars of silver, 1-ounce silver rounds, gold bars, gold kilo bars. That's it. In all of the universe of all the metals you could have, I can fit it onto one hand. five different things. If it's not one of those, you shouldn't buy them. Why? The premiums are low. The commissions are low. And what we do that's different than other firms is we don't charge a commission when you liquidate. So whatever the depository is paying for it, that's all yours. Right, because I want your exit strategy. It's more important than your entrance strategy, because if you're paying a commission on the back end and something is doubled, tripled, quadrupled, or even more, well, that becomes really expensive. So what we do is we eliminate any kind of commission on the back end. We don't charge fees for assets under management, low cost of ownership going in with bullion. See, if you're buying something that's rare, somebody has to make a market for it.
No, it's a straight up transaction and advisory fee, and then you get it, and you've got people. It's no games.
Yeah, it's just a one time cost of ownership when you purchase it. That's it. See, if we were selling something rare and you wanted to liquidate it, there's not necessarily a market for that.
You have to find a buyer.
We would have to call and say,
well, hey, you can. There's an instant gold and silver at bullion price.
Yeah, I call the depository 45 seconds. We lock in the price because it's a global commodity. Manufacturers all over the world, Sony, Samsung, Tesla, LG, you name it.
And they're only scaling up gold and silver. Are you guys in copper? I'm no expert. I said, that's exploding.
No, it's real difficult to own that unless you're doing it through futures contracts. You could have a whole garage full of copper and it's worth like $10,000, right? But it's so gold and silver, the meat and potatoes of
precious metals. It's more portable. It's the real deal.
Exactly.
I just see all the metals exploding. Because under inflation, that's going to happen, right?
Everything that's tangible, whether it's groceries.
Whether it's firewood, whether it's eggs, bullets.
All of that goes up during times of inflation because there are things. Things go up with inflation. Gold and silver happen to be things. So they are your best insurance policy against a collapsing currency in an inflationary environment. You can protect and preserve, grow and thrive by getting out of the system, going into something that's real. Now, you can do it in IRAs or you can do it outside of an IRA. So 70% of our business is clients doing IRA rollovers from their existing paper, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, into tangible assets. Now, it's not paper. We are storing metals in your IRA, physical bars and coins, to actually get people out of that digital system that we've been talking about.
Well, let me tell you, you've got a great company, great ratings. We're glad to have you working with us. But just your analysis of, I've seen those documents you read, and I'm like forgetting it. Like, they admit they're going to control behavior, world government, it's here, people. And the biggest thing is relationship with God and friends and family and being ready. And I hate to be the killjoy. Like, I was there with my parents this Sunday. They're watching football. And they already know all this stuff, hell, before I was born. And they're just like, well, you know, we'll hear you. God will protect us. But God protects those who protect themselves. God takes care of those. He gave us a brain to take care of ourselves. And people need to get ready. So you have your Kirk Elliott PhD website, but I said, hey, how about a quicker site? It's easier. It's KEPM. Just KEPM. Just all caps, KEPM.com/gold or 720-605-3900. And people ask, why have you not promoted gold? Well, I predicted when they were going to manipulate the market, you know, 12, 13 years ago, that I got out of it. And then I've tried to get back the last 4 or 5 years, but couldn't find any good companies that I would trust that were just giving you gold and bullion, you know, gold and silver bullion, and that it gave you great advice at the same time. And I'm literally one of the sky on as a guest and then found out all this other stuff. So this is a actual answer to prayer. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. KEMP.com/gold or 720-605-3900. We got a minute to break. Closing comments.
Yeah, here's where I don't want people to hear this and be gripped with fear. Don't be. There's a solution. You know, God never told us that the life was going to be easy. He just told us that he'd take care of us, right? Fear does two things. It either causes you to not act or it causes you to make the wrong decision. But instead, act out of confidence, act out of faith. Take that leap of faith. Give us a call. We'll walk you through it. We'll hold your hand through this economy. We will help you navigate through this financial crisis.
I only fear people and stuff that my gut and my spirit says is good. You guys have great gold and silver and bullion. That to me is, nothing's perfect, but this is the safest bet.
It's a safe bet. And we're not God. We don't control the markets. You're not God. You don't control the markets. But what we do is we can analyze the trends, use their own words, and operate.
I wish I had somebody in gold and silver.
Yeah.
I lost it all in my divorce. I have nothing. It's okay. I got God, but I'm in the fight. But
you got God. You're in the midst of a huge fight, and we're glad to help you.
Dr. Elliott, thank you so much.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
expert on chemtrails and geoengineering, Dave Whittington. With Maria Z, host of Fourth Hour, ahead of Owen Schroyer. And the incredible guest, Dr. Kirk Elliott, we have. We'll be back on with Owen at 3 p.m. today. And look, when I said earlier, I don't have anything financial, it means nothing to me. God is providing. We are more influential and changing the world, and it's just magic, and I'm so blessed. And God has stripped everything away from me. Not that ever really mattered to me, just to show me every day it's God. Like I'm going across lava and God puts the next step in front of me to step across the lava or step through the fire. It is such a blessing. You know, I did international Russian TV. It's on all over the world, tens of millions of viewers. And I just laid out like a 23-minute breakdown of what's happening in the world. And folks thought I was cogent, I was calm, I was focused. I think it's informative. Here it is. I put it out on X as a post. I hope that you'll share it. And then so much more today. I'm going to shoot some special reports as well. So please stay with us. And remember, Infowars.com/show is the link to share. And remember, great products at Infowarsstore.com that fund the operation. Got some big specials running right now on DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill for 50% off. Those, you got to try these products. They're amazing. Thanks for keeping us on air. Thanks for your prayers. Here is the breakdown.
Well, we are now joined live by American journalist and founder of Infowars.com, Alex Jones. Alex, I'm really happy to have you join me right now. Just ahead of the forum, a Ukrainian delegation pushed for its own version of a peace plan at a meeting in Davos. But there appears to have been no tangible results. But why would that be? What could be the goal of that meeting?
Well, it really tells you who's running the show. The Davos Group is the mouthpiece of these mega corporations that are basically playing nation states off against each other and using international crises to consolidate power. The same people that cooked up COVID-19 and released it, that caused worldwide lockdowns and then rolled out the experimental shots. So Davos is now basically a meeting of the puppet masters and the Western oligarchs that control much of Europe, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And so instead of presenting a peace deal to Russia, of course, they're trying to present a peace deal at Davos. And I know when they bring the plan out, I'm predicting that it'll just be Russia should just completely leave Ukraine and let the ethnic cleansing in the east of Ukraine continue on, because that's the only peace deal that Zelensky and his controllers like George Soros have offered.
Now, do you expect any of Zelensky's counterparts in the EU to bring up the case of American journalist Gonzalo Lira, who was critical of the Ukrainian government and was jailed by Kiev for that and was recently found dead in a Ukrainian prison cell?
No, I don't. And we know he went to the State Department, asked them to help him get out. He said he'd be a dead man if they didn't. And then, of course, he reported that he was beaten and absolutely, you know, physically attacked over and over again the last 10 months and then allowed to die of double pneumonia. And so they don't want that, because they want to pretend like America is run by all these loving, wonderful, liberal people. But it's not. America isn't run by Americans. It's run by BlackRock. It's run by big central banks that basically use America, hijacked America, to project our power to the world and basically terrorize other nations into submission. So as an American patriot, my goal is to get control of our government back, and that's why I'm trying to support President Trump, who clearly had the election stolen from him 3 years ago, back into power, so we can bring the world back from the edge of thermonuclear war. So my main mission is being loyal to God, family, and country. And because I'm loyal to America and our republic, I don't want us to be in illegal wars with Russia or China or anybody else. But Gonzalo Lira was an amazing journalist, had a lot of courage, was very articulate, very well-spoken, and really hit the nail on the head about Soros and the State Department 9 years ago staging the coup in Kiev, and then all of the militarization by NATO in a covert proxy war or hybrid war against Russia to either test Russia and push up to Russia's border or try to entice Russia to respond to the invasion. But now we know that NATO is shocked almost 2 years in that despite their $200 billion and all of the advisors and troops there, that despite a heavy loss, Russia has now decisively won the war. So I would hope even the late Henry Kissinger hoped this, that we could now have a peace deal and demilitarize Ukraine and move forward into the future.
All right. Everyone's looking forward to that future that is certainly beneficial to everyone. Now, you talked about Trump. We'll come to that soon. Now, the World Economic Forum is expected to focus not only on Ukraine, but also on the war in Gaza. Do you think the conference will be able to come up with any kind of solution to either of those conflicts decisively?
No, I don't think the Davos Group is going to come up with anything conclusively, because the multinational military-industrial complex that makes hundreds of billions of dollars a year off of these illegal wars wants it to continue, and Benjamin Netanyahu has said he wants to take all of Gaza and the trillions of dollars of oil and gas that are there and in the ocean in his territorial waters. So I'm not anti-Israel, but I'm also pro-truth. And so we know there was an Israeli stand-down October 7th. We know they allowed the attack to happen, and it's now being used as a pretext to not just punish Hezbollah, but to also go after the people of Gaza. And so that's why I want a real ceasefire and a real peace deal, but I don't expect that. I think Netanyahu is just buying time while they ethnically cleanse the Palestinians and push them into the sea. So I don't want to push the Jews into the sea. I don't want to push the Palestinians into the sea. I don't agree with Hamas's slogan, "From the mountains to the sea, there'll be no more Israel." But I also don't agree with the Israeli statements that there'll be no more Palestinian state. The Arabs have been there as long as the Jews, and I do want to try to push for some type of two-state solution to finally bring peace to that war-torn region. And I know that's also been what a lot of other statesmen around the world have been supporting, so that's really my goal.
In fact, that is what everyone around the world is saying, a two-state solution to all of this so there can be, constant peace. Now, another issue on the agenda is a panel dedicated to the so-called disease X, a hypothetical pathogen that may cause new pandemic many times more deadly than COVID. What do you expect to come out of those talks?
Well, we know what disease X is. The governments from Russia to China to the U.S. to France, the Japanese, they all know what diseases are here. You have new mutations of diseases, but there's no disease X. There's a new mutation of an already existing disease. So disease X is a holding place or a catch-all for gain-of-function bioweapons, where they genetically splice viruses and also mutate viruses with radiation and other techniques to make them more communicable and more deadly. And so we have the UN that wants a worldwide treaty to take control of nation states and borders and transportation and trade with their UN pandemic treaty, really trying to establish a corporate world government, the name of it, hyping up disease X and saying it's going to kill 50 million people and it's imminent. Well, how can they be developing a vaccine for a disease that doesn't exist yet? And we know in China, in the United States, in Ukraine, all over the world, Western governments have been caught producing weaponized biological weapons in these labs, not for defensive purposes, but for offensive purposes. You know, top scientists have reported it would take a billion years for, in perfect conditions, for the COVID-19 to occur naturally. Five different viruses from around the world spliced together. It's basically impossible. And so what we have is illegal gain of function going on around the world. In 2015, it was a big scandal when Obama was caught allowing gain of function at the University of Texas Galveston and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. So they then moved it to Wuhan. So when they released it, they could then have probable, plausible deniability about who'd made it.
Now, the Russian authorities have speculated.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
He lied about where he was. Reportedly, he may even be near death right now. I looked at the number three people, the second, third, and fourth in command. None of them are military. They're liberal political scientists. They're not engineers. They're not veterans. That is so dangerous. When we have people in command of the U.S. military and then the Hollywood scum out there promoting, like Sean Penn a year ago said, nuclear war is survivable. We need nuclear war on the table. We need nuclear war. He is an incompetent scumbag. And it's the same thing that Lloyd Austin at least was in the military and at least was in combat. He is in some hospital being eaten alive by bacteria right now, reportedly close to death. And the three people under him have never put on a uniform. They've never been an engineer. They've never fired a missile. They've never pulled a trigger. They've never fought somebody in a ditch. They don't know what war looks like. And that's why they're so dangerous. So we are all in grave danger and we have to win the information war against the globalists to stop nuclear war for all our children.
All right, now let's talk about Trump a little bit. Now, the World Economic Forum is happening just as the Republican primaries are beginning. Donald Trump has been a leader in pre-election polls. Could he be a topic of discussion at the conference in Davos? Let's hit it now.
Actually, Davos said, and their high priest, Yuval Noah Harari, I have the article right here, he said a victory by Trump will deal a death blow to the global order of the Anglo-American establishment. And again, for new viewers, Putin gets it right when he calls it the Anglo-American establishment. That's what they call themselves. It doesn't mean white people. It means the axis of the old British Empire with the United States Empire that is at war with basically humanity and our own people. And so they say the number one mission stopping Trump, the number two mission is censoring the American people, and the number three mission is hyping up disease X to give them total power and control. So you, again, you have this literal James Bond villain, Klaus Schwab, up there lecturing everybody about this world government. But here's the good news. You go to X, formerly Twitter, or you go to Instagram, anywhere, there'll be a Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab video with 10 million views. There'll be 20,000 comments, and I've looked at them. There might be one positive comment about the WEF or Bill Gates or Klaus Schwab in 1,000, literally. So I'm telling you, there's a complete collapse in them. They have nothing, but that's the problem. They don't have the people's brains, but they have the nuclear weapons, and they are psychotic. And so, yes, they totally fear Trump. Trump's a strong president. He's pro-America. But he also wants to be friends. So if people deal with America straight, he wants giant business deals with the whole world. He wants fair exchange. He wants the middlemen, the oligarchs to be removed. And that's why they're coming after him. So with 10 months to the election, most important election, I think, in world history, it's such a dangerous time because, again, the Pentagon is run by the Democrats. And that's the big news. They say Trump's going to be a dictator if elected. So they're introducing legislation to this week, Senator Blumenthal, to strip power from President Trump, who has the executive war power, to the Senate so that he can't stop riots by Black Lives Matter funded by George Soros if he's elected. So they're openly planning, if Trump does get elected, which he's about to have a landslide, 50% of the vote in Iowa against four other candidates. So no one's ever won Iowa with more than 12%. Okay, Ronald Reagan lost it. Trump is about to win, they think, with 55% of the vote, a giant landslide. So they know he's set to win in the general election. So will they assassinate him? Will they launch a war? Will they launch a cyber attack? Will they plunge the economy? That's really the question. But now they're saying we have to have a coup to take control of the military and the Congress, never done in U.S. history, totally illegal, because Trump might use the military on them. He's never called for that. He's never done that. He's never persecuted his political rivals. He's all about soft power. He's all about results and economics. He wants economics, not war. He does think war's stupid. He does think it's stupid to have a war for no reason. And they say, oh, he's anti-military because he doesn't like seeing troops' legs blown off. No, not unless he has to. And so Trump is all about prosperity, and they're in full panic mode. And so they're now saying, Washington Post, New York Times, Newsweek, Trump is going to be a dictator, so we have to remove the military power from him congressionally before he's elected so he won't stop riots. They're planning a civil war uprising if Trump gets elected. So these people aren't backing down. The good news is 7-8 years ago, the average person didn't know this. I would tell Trump, hey, here's the Stay Behind Network. Obama put these networks in. Here's their names. And then they came after me for it, but Trump didn't understand it. Now he knows what's going on. Now he understands who the people are. He'll be able to form a government that shuts this psychotic group down. And so we're hoping for a peaceful transition of power with the American people to reverse this. But the Democrats now believe he's going to win with such a landslide, and the deep state does, that they are literally saying they're going to take control of the military ahead of Trump getting in power. So this is a huge constitutional crisis.
All right, now, Trump and the incumbent U.S. President Joe Biden have been accusing each other of being a dictator. Now, how does that rhetoric affect the image of American democracy within the country and even abroad?
Well, look, I've heard Putin say that it's good for Russia that they're persecuting Trump because it shows that the people running America don't have any place to lecture people. I don't care whether you're Russia or whether you're China or whether you're America. We should stand up against totalitarian aspects. And I know the numbers are real. I know Putin's very, very popular. He doesn't need to suppress things. But my point is, I have to disagree with Putin. And I've seen the shorter clip. He may have said more in context. I don't think an America persecuting a popular president they stole the election from and persecuting a president who's 20 points ahead of Joe Biden and who's about to get 55% of the vote against four other candidates in the primary. I get it's good in one aspect, one level, to say it shows that the people running America are bad. That statement's true by Putin. But if you look at second, third, fourth, fifth order, was it good when Nazi Germany was run by Adolf Hitler just because it discredited Germany? No. The whole world is in danger because of this. And those of us here in America are facing the fate of Gonzalo Lira. My own reporter just got out of prison where he was in solitary confinement for no reason. They're threatening me with jail. They've got groups trying. And all I'm saying is, if America goes down, look out. If Russia thinks they got a problem right now, if the deep state's able to take out Trump and take us out, nobody's safe. We have something worse than Hitler running our government right now because it's a bunch of bureaucrats and lawyers that pass the buck. They sit around in these councils and all try to act powerful to each other. Almost none of them have ever been in a fight. Almost none of them are military. And so they just think war is cute. And they sit around and do, look, Biden said a year ago, we can't send tanks and F-16s to Russia or to Ukraine because that's World War III. And then 6 months later starts doing it. They are violating their own common sense because they are incompetent. And so I'm telling everybody, don't fear the competence of America. You should fear the incompetence of the people that have hijacked it. We got plenty of competent people. But they don't want competent people in charge because they threaten their robbing and stealing and looting the treasury. So that's my message to everybody here is that we have a very dangerous establishment in control here in America.
All right. Before I finally let you go, let me ask this question. What are your predictions or projection for this year, both in America and elsewhere in the world?
Well, I appreciate the time here with you today, and I just love humanity, and I hope we can all live together and not kill each other. My predictions are an unprecedented year of economic turmoil, of expanded wars, and I think political assassinations, and I think a real change. But I can't make a pure prediction about what's going to happen because it's really up to all of us, the outcome of what unfolds. We should be praying. We should be politically active. We should be informing others. And we should be calling for sanity and peace because JFK and Khrushchev, knew to talk to each other during the Cuban Missile Crisis so we didn't have a nuclear war. And unfortunately, we don't have people like that in charge anymore over here. And so that's why we need President Trump in there to pull us back from the precipice. So unprecedented year, and they're talking about a new pandemic. I hope they don't do it. I hope they don't release a new disease X. But the globalists are desperate. They're cornered rats. And that makes them extremely dangerous. And so I think the rhetoric we've seen out of Russia is good. We want peace. We don't want war. De-escalate. Unfortunately, NATO and Sweden are calling for war and all this craziness. But again, the average American does not want war.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.